Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Sarech sheyehe botam umare, that wine must have the taste and the color, the appearance of wine. The Gemara is describing how diluted should a person make the wine. And he says, as long as it looks like and tastes like wine, that's good enough. So Amar Rava, Rava says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, how come he says that the wine must retain its color and its taste? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al tera yayin ki is adam. That wine is compared to the color red. So you have to make it red, and that's the nature, that's the quality, that's the appearance of wine. It must be red. And based on this, the halacha is that a person needs to use a red wine. There is a machlokas rishonim, if a person makes kiddush on white wine, whether he's yotzei, the Ramban says, b'di'eved, a person drank white wine for kiddush, it still doesn't work. He's lo yotzei. He has to be red wine. The Ritva, on the other hand, says that no, b'di'eved, a person used white wine, it's actually acceptable. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin Bey Siv Dalad quotes both opinions. He says, Mekadshin Ayayin Lavan. A person's allowed to make Kiddush on white wine. Then he quotes the Ramban, Posal the Kiddush Afil Bidyavid. It doesn't work even in Bidyavid. You have to repeat the Kiddush. Avam Avdilon Alav. And the Mechaber concludes, Uminaga Olam Kiswar Rishona. That the opinion that we assume, like the first opinion, that one can make Kiddush on white wine. But let's say a person wants to be Machmir for the Shita of the Ramban. So let's say he only has white wine and mostly white wine and a little red wine. He mixes them together and the resulting color is pinkish of some sort, maybe even red if it's a very strong red wine. Will that be considered red wine if you mix different things together? Or let's say you have white wine and you mix in, grape juice. And let's say you assume grape juice isn't wine. Or something red, grapefruit juice, and it's going to give it a red color. Will that be considered red wine or not? So there are really two shalos. Number one is, will it be considered red wine? Number two is a person allowed to actually do this on Yontif? Is that considered Tzoveya? Is that considered Malacha on Yontif? So with respect to the discussion of Tzoveya, the post can talk about whether it's Tzoveya or not. And normally we assume that there is no Tzoveya when it comes to food. There's no Tzoveya when it comes to food. However, some of the Achronim, the Tefillah L'Moshe, actually thinks it's a problem. He quotes based on the Prima Gadim that when a person is Tzoveya food for a certain tikkun, if you want to fix it, Letzarach Mechira, in order for the purposes of selling something, so that would be a problem. So he thinks maybe coloring something to get the color red for the purpose of this pasuk to satisfy the opinion of the Ramban, that's called a tikkun and would be a problem. But the Shevet Levi Rav Osner writes in the Chelek Yud Siman Nun Vav that that's not considered a violation. We hold across the board that there is no tzviya by Ochlin or by Mashkin, and it's entirely permitted. But even though it's permitted, will that satisfy the red color wine? So Rav Osner felt it would satisfy it, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Chaim Kanievsky both felt that this would not qualify as red wine, even though it looks right, only when the red wine actually is red by nature, not when a person mixes it together. So if a person wants to satisfy the opinion, a person should really seek the red wine when it comes to Dal Kotzos, and also for Kiddush ideally, even though one can rely on the Ritva, the Shita of the Ritva in the beginning of the Mechaber, it's best to have red wine when possible.